Edge. Home cooking, home cooking. Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
I believe you had a bunch of kids yesterday.
Yes, we had a lot of fun. We did a bit of singing around the table, although I do believe that if you sing at the table, you might marry a drunk. Did you know that?
No.
And putting your shoes on at the table, you'll marry a fool.
No, I didn't know this.
These are just a few food superstitions, yes. But anyway, we had a great time in the class. We made some lovely dishes, a Thai chicken stir fry with their holy basil and capsicum we put through it, and green beans. They loved that with jasmine rice, and they especially loved the Fruits of the Forest crumble cake, which is made with lots of berries and has a crumble topping. Went down very well.
I'm just wondering whether that junior master chef, where they had them cooking the most extraordinary things, has made a lot of young children think, oh, I don't think I want to try any of that.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good point. I would agree with you. In fact, that's something I do stress about my classes. We don't do celebrity chef style food. We do things that kids love to eat, and boy, do they devour them. We also made triple chocolate brownies, which, are, as you can imagine, they woof down. So, no, and we don't do all that elaborate plating up of food either. They sit down and they just get into the food and, you know, they really enjoy eating it.
Now, speaking of celebrity chefs, I believe you had the daughter of one as one of your pupils
yesterday. I did, little Eloise Moore. She's the daughter of Michael Moore, who's the executive chef at the Summit Restaurant. And it was actually there last year that one of the segments of Junior MasterChef was shot. I was actually in the audience. And, Eloise is his daughter, and one of my students, Maddie, was in the show, and she got to Disneyland, which was fantastic.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the other day you're going to give a couple of copies of your little book for children called Mini Chef.
Yeah, the Mini Chef book, yes, to kids who come along to the class either on Friday the 13th, which is this week, or the following classes in the subsequent weeks. I've got another four after that.
So you've still got some availabilities.
Yes, I do, and I have some on Friday the 13th. Maybe the kids are not booking in because they're superstitious.
Okay, are there any superstitions about food? You mentioned some.
Well, there are actually. Some I've come across are very interesting. If you hang a braid of or wreath of garlic over your front door, that helps to protect the house from misfortune and also helps to protect your good health, apparently. There's also the one about spilling salt, of course, which we all know, which isn't just associated with Friday the 13th. And, of course, the kids are always spilling things in my class, so we get them to throw it over their shoulder when they do so. In Japan, there's a superstition. They believe that you must eat every last grain of rice, otherwise so that you won't go hungry in the future. And, of course, with Chinese New Year coming up, I mean, that's just full of Chinese superstitions, one of which is that noodles shouldn't be cut or broken into pieces because long noodles represent a nice long life.
Oh, dear.
And the other one is actually that they do, it's a bit similar to our old plum pudding tradition. They conceal a coin in one of the dumplings, and if the person who finds it doesn't chip a tooth, he's destined to have a very lucky year.
enough. So, full details, you've got availabilities on Friday the 13th.
Yes, I've got availability next week as well, and it's all on my website, which is sheridanrogers.com.au, under the Kids Cooking Classes banner.
And do you have a cook recipe?
I do. I have a recipe for you for really delicious Lebanese meatballs, which are made with onion, garlic, ginger, a little bit of chilli, coriander and green onions, and dried ground fennel. And the recipe is actually from my latest book, The Cook's Garden, and it's on my website today, and it's sheridanrogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye.